What does it mean to be Black in America? It's obviously a complex question with no single answer. But one voice worth listening to on the topic is Daniel Black. Daniel is a novelist and a professor of African American Studies at Clark Atlanta University. He's the winner of the Distinguished Writer Award from the Middle Atlantic Writers Association and has been nominated for the Townsend Prize for Fiction, the Ernest J. Gaines Award, and the Georgia Author of the Year Award. In his new collection of essays, Black on Black, On Our Resilience and Brilliance in America, Daniel offers insights on racial tension, the idea of Black excellence, the place of LGBTQ individuals within the Black community, and other themes. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hello, mighty readers. My name is Daniel Black, and I'm professor of African American Studies at the illustrious Clark Atlanta University. I'm also a curious, dedicated writer who believes in the power of words and ideas. I'm the author of a new book titled Black on Black. It's a collection of essays concerning the place and experiences of Black people in this great yet troublesome country called America. If you will, let me share five insights with you from this book. Insight number one, Black excellence is redundant. Black people have always been excellent. Even slavery didn't destroy Black people's excellence. We simply demonstrated it in new ways. For instance, how funny that out of human bondage came some of the greatest music of all times. Blues, jazz, gospel, were all birthed precisely because Black people toiled and suffered and survived under the greatest oppressions. Black children went to school in the 60s and achieved even when teachers didn't believe Black minds possessed intellectual capacity. So excellence is simply part of Black inheritance in this country. Insight number two. We need Black institutions like the church and historically Black colleges and universities. These institutions have saved the quality of Black life. They have produced some of the most remarkable, some of the most irreplaceable citizens of this great republic. The Fisk University-educated W.E.B. Du Bois, for example, the greatest scholar, arguably, of the 20th century. The Morehouse College-educated Martin Luther King Jr., the world transformer and greatest social activist of our modern age. The Clark Atlanta University-educated Marva Collins, the renowned Chicago educator and founder of West Side Prep, who proved that poor inner-city Black children could indeed learn and thrive under the most adverse conditions. Toni Morrison, the Howard University graduate who won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1993. Or even Florida A&M's Althea Gibson, who reigns as the first Black tennis player to wear the Wimbledon crown. These and others, thousands of others, would never have enjoyed higher education had it not been for Black colleges. These institutions are still producing some of the greatest minds and scholarship of this age. I was a Clark College graduate in 1988, and the experience literally changed my life forever. I learned about Blacks in science, literature, mathematics, mass communications, politics. I learned about the Middle Passage and the Harlem Renaissance. I learned about the Negritude movement and the Civil Rights movement. I learned about Black operas like Porgy and Bess, and I learned the difference between chattel slavery and human serfdom. I read books such as Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart and Pauli Marshall's The Chosen Place, The Timeless People. Clark College prepared me to enter a hostile world without believing I was inferior to it. I'm going to say that again. Clark College prepared me to enter a hostile world without believing I was inferior to it. It fortified me with self-knowledge sufficient to change that world, in fact, if I wanted to. I wouldn't trade those years for all of eternity. Insight number 3. Too often, Black hope is ensconced in Black versions of white supremacy. In other words, Black people measure our contemporary desires and notions of success in terms reminiscent of those who once despised us. Rap music, for instance, often speaks of the love of money to the point of it being a cultural obsession. From Eric B. and Rakim's Paid in Full to Rick Ross's Hustlin', Black youth seem to be fixated on the idea that cash rules the day and that cash will cure Black social ills. Also, Black people's use of the term nigga is not only disturbing, but downright insulting. To call ourselves what slave owners once called us is a sign that more emotional and psychological work needs to be done in the Black community. Insight number 4, Black LGBTQ individuals are still too marginal to the Black community. Many Black people, indeed many Americans, period, don't know the names Marsha P. Johnson or Bayard Rustin or Mandy Carter or Janet Mock or Tracy Chapman, even James Baldwin. People praise without understanding how his queer identity sets the stage for his unmatched brilliance and literary legacy. In fact, I argue that scholars today are reading and discussing Baldwin's work while jumping over and ducking around anything that has to do with his sexual orientation. This is offensive and avoids the fullest truth of who he was and how he came to be. And finally, insight number 5, Black self-love is the answer to Black oppression. I contend, quite frankly, that if white supremacy never shifts, Black self-love will be enough to free Black people. What we think of ourselves, what we know about ourselves, how we honor ourselves and our ancestors, this is the medicinal cure to what we shall become and what our children shall think of themselves in the future. Ava DuVernay's transformative series, When They See Us, shows explicitly the power of getting our story right and displaying it to the world regardless of the consequences. We need more movies like Harriet and Emancipation and Hidden Figures and other Black stories that illustrate the resilience and determination of a mighty, although displaced, people. We need more Black public honesty, even if people get tired of hearing it. We writers, we artists, we can't get tired of telling it. So thank you, readers, for listening to this announcement, and for understanding that this book, and in fact all writing, is for anyone and everyone who loves to read. The domain of any serious literature is very simply every human mind. I invite you to check out Black on Black, and let's grow together. See you soon.
Thank you, Daniel. That was Daniel Black with 5 big ideas from Black on Black on our resilience and brilliance in America. You might also want to check out our book bite for Just Us, An American Conversation by Claudia Rankine. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.